Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's me, Josh, the person who hosts this show. It's been a few years since I've been doing these ones. So what I thought I'd do, seeing we're in the lead up to Melbourne Comedy Festival, is I'll put out the previously only behind the paywall Don't You Know Who I Am's that we recorded at Morris House, the Basement Comedy Club, of the 2022 and 2023. I'm going to put these out every day of this week, and so you can enjoy them. But why am I doing this? Well, it's all promotion, baby. I'm doing this to promote my shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes, I'm doing 4 Don't You Know Who I Am's Saturdays, 3 p.m. at Morris House in the Basement Comedy Club. It's 120 Exhibition Street. So that's March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20. Tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Season pass is $65. Single show is $20. Plus, while I've got you here, I'm also doing a live stand-up show, my brand new stand-up show, 4 Burners. It's not a podcast. I do have a podcast called 4 Burners, but this is the stand-up show based on the same premise. It's at Tasma Terrace, which is at 4 Parliament Place. So I'm doing that April 8 to April 21, every single night at 8:35. If you buy a ticket to one of the preview shows, so that's April 8, 9 or 10, you get a free ticket to any Don't You Know Who I Am of your choice during the Comedy Festival. All you got to do is simply message me on Instagram with the name of the booking. My DMs are open, and I'll put you on the door for whatever Don't You Know Who I Am you want to go to. So hopefully you enjoy these. If you want to hear more Patreon episodes, like the Comedy Republic seasons, Catfish seasons, the Sydney and Brisbane shows I did, head over to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. And you've got hundreds of hours of bonus content for just $5 a month. Anyway, that's all from me. Enjoy this episode recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a real funny one. Cheers.
Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. It's the last day of the festival for me. Yay! Actually, that's not true. I've got one more show. Anyway, hey, is anyone here because they thought they were in the kids show that I'm doing? I only say that because every show so far in the kids show I've had adults walking going, I thought this was an adult show. I'm like, it's 11:30 and there's 60 kids around you. What made you think it was an adult show? Anyway, so how are we all doing? We all good?
Yeah.
Give us a cheer if you've been to every one so far this festival. Give us a cheer if you're at the Tuesday night show.
Yeah.
Lies, there weren't that many. Hey, who's here for the first time? Welcome. What I do, I get 4 very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with a wedding and event planner based in Spain. What I'm going to have here is a first time at the podcast. Please welcome, it's Lara Recate. Hey, Lara. Hello, how are you?
Good, and you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this. We only just met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I told you that because you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
My children speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish.
You do not.
No.
No, I know. And I could speak to your children.
Please do. They don't listen to me, so that's great. Hey, is this your first time in the country?
No, I came once before, but only in September. Because I did a show called World's Most Dangerous Roads. Anybody seen it? It's not famous at all. and I drove around Cape York. People been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. World's Most Dangerous Roads. I did an obstacle course for 7 days. In the wild, can I drive? No. Was it manual and they told me it was going to be automatic? Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
That's great. All right, also joining us is a man who shares his name with the curator of the Album Cover Hall of Fame, which sounds like it's something, but it's nothing. Please welcome back to the podcast, it's Mike Goldstein. Hey, mate.
Yes. Hey, I'm here for the kid show. Let's do this.
You can't get in the kid show with that mustache.
No. I meant to stay 30 meters away at all times.
That's great.
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, pretty good. Festival, it's the last weekend, so everyone's absolutely over it at this point.
Do you know about this Hall of Fame album cover guy?
No, but I'm fascinated to know what's the number one album cover of all time.
The Beatles Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what he's got. But it's just one guy's website.
Yeah. Oh. Those type of people are the ones that ask for free tickets to your shows, right?
Yeah. All right. Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with an English tennis player who at one time was ranked 242 in the world. Please welcome, it's Alex Ward.
Yes. Wardo.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
You always pick chairs that do make me feel like a child at a kid's show.
Both you and Josh, you're like swinging your little legs. It is a fucking kid show. This is amazing.
I think we have the shortest legs in the biz, me and Josh.
Well, someone said I look like I've got a long torso. I don't think I've got a long torso. If you just saw my face, Lara, would you think I'm tall or not? Do I have a tall face?
You, to me, you tall face.
You don't have a short face.
Yeah.
You're a short face.
To me, you look like a tall little person, if that makes sense.
That's what I get when I come off stage by most audience members. They go, you're a lot shorter than I thought. It's like, yeah, I'm on a stage.
Yeah.
It's like practical.
Hey, speaking of height, another first timer of the podcast. They share their name with a Brisbane Rugby League coach. What am I having here? All the way from New Zealand. Please welcome us, Guy Williams.
Yes.
Hi, Guy.
I am going to make you feel so short.
Jesus Christ. Look at this freak, everybody.
Are your feet touching the floor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an absolute freak. You ever see someone on the street and go, look at that lanky freak? I thought that the other day in Melbourne, and I realised when I got closer that I was taller than him.
You look like two kids in a trench coat trying to get into a movie.
Thank you for doing this. You've just come from the awards. How'd you go?
Bad.
Oh.
I lost all the awards. And I'm such a mediocre white man that even the awards I wasn't nominated for, I was still hoping I'd win those as well. And I was disappointed every time someone did a thank you for the award and didn't thank me. Even when I didn't know the person would have any involvement in the show. I'm fucked.
All right, we're going to kick this off. Our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I do is I read out tweets from you four. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Okay, your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. If you buzz in for your own ones, you don't get a point. Okay.
Wait, our names. I'd say Lala.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose points. Nothing to lose here.
I only have to remember my own name.
That's all you gotta remember.
Because I panicked because I was like, I don't know everyone's name.
Oh.
But I was like, I only have to remember Guy. That's all I need.
And yeah. And whose tweet it was. So Alex, Mike. Lara.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you remember mine?
Josh.
And
yeah.
It's easy for us because I'll just go, Guy. The guy. It was one of the guys.
All right. Question one. The person with the least amount of likes on their end of festival thank you post has to quit comedy.
Lara.
Yes, Lara.
I'm going to say it was Guy.
No, it was Mike Goldstein.
Yes.
I knew it. Yeah. It's a meme.
Is it meme? I'm sick of these posts. Who are they for, right? No one gives a shit. Just fucking do your little riddles and fucking...
It's to get me through my tears.
Oh, did you do one?
Not what a thank you to everyone post.
Yeah.
I did a story. Does that count?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because no, it disappears in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Did you tag your tech in it?
Nah.
Okay. You selfish piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm going to get them a Mars bar or something.
Do you know their name?
There's two of them.
No.
And I think I call them Guy. I call them both Guy.
Question two. You can do anything and say it's a TikTok trend.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
You are correct. Yes, it was Lara. Yes. Another point there for Mike.
Shut up. That's a bad tweet.
Well, here's it. I had to go pretty far back because you don't really tweet much.
No
one does.
I tweeted, you know what I tweeted once and I deleted it because it was so bad that I tweeted that. I shouldn't say this in a room full of people because I deleted it because it was bad that I tweeted this. But I went to go see the last Woody Allen movie, which I shouldn't have because he's canceled, whatever. And then I tweeted, not that bad to marry your daughter. And then I was like, why'd I tweet that? People wrote me like, he didn't just marry his daughter, which is bad. Like, that's a bad thing to say.
Yeah.
You didn't just marry your... It's like, if there's a second thing post marrying your daughter.
There's
bad,
a,
bad that, to marry
that's
your
the TikTok trend you could start. Everyone marry your daughter, right? Amazing.
Because I did feel bad because I had to go a fair way back and I realised some of these you're in high school and I'm like, I can't look at this.
Oh. I am in high school. For most of them, I will say.
Well, that's okay on Twitter, though. If you're on Instagram, yeah. you get back to those high school days, you're in trouble, bro, right? Oh, a beach holiday with your family. Okay, fuck off. I'm a pervert, I guess.
Question three. When airport customs asks you, why are you visiting Australia, make sure you tick holiday / other and not revenge.
Alex?
Yes, Alex.
God.
You are correct. Yes, it was. God, yes.
Fuck Australia.
I'm loving it. So many New Zealanders are coming over here just going, fuck Australia, and then we give you a TV show and you move here and you're, oh, thank you, Australia. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you guys stole all this fucking shit anyway. Whoa, too political. Go celebrate Australia Day, you racist fucks.
And by shit, are you talking about Russell Crowe, Crowe House, File Up? Is that what we stole?
No, the land. I meant the land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was talking about the genocide.
Yeah.
I don't think New Zealand's any better, by the way.
Yeah. Guy's the only one not doing a thank you post. You'll be doing an apology post.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question four. Vampires have no reflection. So while one was sleeping, you could draw a big penis on their forehead. And they'd have no idea for hundreds of years. Dumbasses.
Alex?
Yes, Alex?
Is that Lara?
No, that's Mike Goldstein.
Man, these tweets crush, right?
That's a good tweet.
I should do that in the show tonight.
I was like, that had to be written by a teenage girl.
Twilight?
Yeah.
Reading Twilight, thinking about vampires.
Yeah, that horny Twilight stuff.
Yeah. All right, question five. A table of white women at a BYO Chinese restaurant are louder than anything else in the world.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Alex.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, it was.
I was probably talking about my friends.
Well, I thought that would be a brave thing for either Mike or Guy to tweet.
I don't know. I reckon Guy would tweet something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Actually, I reckon Mike would as well, to be honest. Yeah.
It's fine.
All right, question six. This Mother's Day, I'm getting my mum a cute photo of me and her looking kind of okay for Instagram. What a generous gift for me.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
No, that's Guy.
Right.
Well,
you think
Lara's hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's all Lara.
It's so fucked, though, when people are like, happy fucking Mother's Day, mum, and it's just the most hideous photo of your mum ever. She's like, and you're just doing it for clout, right? Like,
yeah.
Straight away.
I think it's weird when they put the really hot photo there.
Yeah.
I think it's real cool.
What about when Woody Allen puts a hot photo of his daughter up?
That I'm fine with. Yeah, that I have
that
no
makes
problem
sense,
with.
Though. Yeah.
I mean, they're still together. Like.
Oh,
here we go.
No.
Oh, the real shit comes out.
Cancel him live on the podcast. Get him off the show.
He didn't marry her for her looks. Yeah.
Please welcome your fifth guest, Bill Cosby, everyone.
As if I could get him. Okay.
Because he's in jail.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Bill Cosby's not in jail.
He's no, in jail?
It's fucked up.
He's
yeah
touring. Yeah, he's
the statute of boring. The statute of yeah limitations in Philadelphia is very low because the Catholic Church has kept it low to hide their priests. That's not a joke. That's just it's fucked. I'm sorry. I'm not really a comedian. I just bring the darkness to the show.
This is a Bill Cosby story I heard. Okay, it's a good one. Don't worry.
Is it going to put us to sleep? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, take it.
When he would do shows, he would get delivered to the theatre a tray of cookies, and he would leave the cookies outside his dressing room door, and then go on stage. And if when he came back, any of the cookies were stolen, he would get that person fired from the venue. Piece of shit, eh?
And you think this is the worst thing he's done?
I thought that story was gonna go someplace else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll get a director for next year's festival.
No, the cookie situation.
No. Yeah. Question seven. Notice a lot of new parents covering their babies' faces on Instagram with emoticons. It's so sad we live in a world where people have to hide their children's faces because they're just so damn ugly.
Lara.
Yes, Lara.
Alex.
You are correct, yeah.
Hey.
Those ugly little babies. I don't know what I was on about.
All right, we'll move on. Question eight. I wish there was a way to get drunk without drinking or feeling shitty the next day.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara?
Yes, you are correct. Another one put there for Mike. Yeah.
I was 7 years old when I did that. had my first drink and it was bad. And I felt bad the next day because I was 7.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
I know you too. You don't drink. You don't drink either.
No, I'm what's the word for it? I'm a pussy.
What, just don't like the taste or don't like the feeling?
Fuck. Here, this is a therapy session. Strap in. I think I'm genuinely afraid of losing control. Fucking hell, I'm not bringing the comedy today. Also, alcohol problems run in my family. We'll do another podcast about that. Well,
me and you can talk. The same thing.
Not that anyone needs it, but I don't feel like you need it. Like, you're...
I'm already like
your
so fucked.
Yeah, you're like me after 3 espresso martinis, volume-wise.
And people always go, oh, man, I couldn't do what you do. You must be so drunk. And I have to be like, oh, yeah, man, I was wasted. I drank my own urine on commercial radio, totally sober.
Well, there goes that question at the end of the show.
Fuck!
Hey, someone else might have done it as well.
That's true, yeah. Next question. Bus replacing train is the saddest sentence in the world.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Alex.
You are correct, yes. Mike. Yeah. It really is.
It really is. I mean, there have been a lot of them out there at the moment, and it's dark. Like, I think the festival, you get tired at the end of the festival, but most of my depression is from getting that bus.
Living in Melbourne, if you're on a bus, it's like, oh, this is a bad day. It's never good.
Not many cities understand it.
No.
Other cities. You wouldn't get depressed on a bus. Well, you live in the Netherlands?
I live in Amsterdam.
Biking around. Yeah, well, that's living the life, isn't it? High, 7 years old on your bike.
It's really good.
What is so bad about the Melbourne bus?
It's hard to explain because I grew up in Brisbane, didn't have a problem with the bus. And then I come here and all of a sudden I'm like sickened by the sight of them.
Oh, I'm from Brisbane, didn't have a problem with the bus. Big problem with daylight savings though.
Huge. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, no, I want it there. I'm not anti it. No,
let's go more about daylight savings.
It's okay. When you get halfway up Queensland, they don't want the daylight savings. The bottom half, they're cool with it.
I just love that, like, that's their stand, eh? They're like, no, the rest of the world's fine, but daylight savings, that's where we fucking draw the line.
To be fair, the sun comes up at 4:30 in the morning there, so you'd have to be up for 18 hours if they got daylight savings. That's why.
Question 10. As a comedian, I love it when a random audience member gets on stage before a gig starts and pretends to tell a joke and all their friends laugh. Like, ha, imagine if Darren dedicated his life to such a dumb profession.
Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Is that Mike Goldstein?
Yeah, that is Mike Goldstein, yeah.
Yep. Love seeing that happen.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I don't know. Like, just the indignity of doing stand-up, right? Like, I did a solo show last night. A lady in the front row about where you are was looking at her phone the whole show. And I go, what's going on? Like, is it important? She goes, oh, the netball group chat is going off. I was like, oh, cool, sure, have at it.
All right, at the end of the first round, the scores are Lara on 1 point. Go for Lara. Guy is also on 1 point. Alex on 2 points, in the lead on 6 points. It's Mike Goldstein.
Hey.
No, don't clap that shit. Just the white guy who did the most talking. We should be the clapping the white guy who said very little and was making space.
Sorry, Guy's a bit sensitive about white guys losing.
He can't lose two things in one day, everybody.
All right, this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a moment that stayed a young Guy Williams.
Fuck yeah.
Thought you'd like that. Now, in high school, Guy entered and won an essay writing competition where he was flown to Gallipoli to read a poem in front of Prince Charles, who recently had a promotion. What
happened?
But what did Guy do that he wishes he could take back? Was it A, he was asked on live TV after how it felt to read in front of Prince Charles, and Guy responded, arousing. B, at the end of his poem, he eyeballed the prince and yelled very loudly into the microphone, go the All Blacks! It's their rugby team. C, he turned to salute the prince, but due to a mixture of nerves and adrenaline, he misjudged the salute and poked himself in the eye. He then had to stay on stage, clearly crying, which was being beamed live into New Zealand. Now, you can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, Guy wants you to get this incorrectly, so he gets your point.
Right.
Floor is open for questions. Ask away.
How old were you?
17.
Okay. That's good. No, I... Yeah.
When did you start comedy?
Yeah, 18.
What was the essay about?
Lieutenant Colonel William Malone, a much maligned colonel who led the assault on Chunuk Bear and saved a lot of Kiwi lives.
Right. Well, I understood not one word he just said. And that has to do with the fact that I'm hard of hearing, but also you speak weird.
So this must have been a good essay. You got flown overseas?
Nah, what I quickly realised is that that no one, because of the toxic culture in New Zealand, no one enters competitions. So I started entering competitions and rocketed straight up the charts.
So was there no other students involved? Was it just you that got to go over and do
this? No, about 8 students went out. We read a poem and got to meet the Prime Minister. I also got pushed out of the way by the Prime Minister's security.
Right.
It was so amazing. Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
And how would you describe being pushed out of the way by the security? Was it arousing? Plenty chance? Just wonder how often you're throwing that word round.
It was humiliating.
Yeah.
How many times a year do you think you use that word?
Arousing. Yeah. I don't think I ever use the word arousing. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Because of something that happened on TV?
I don't think I've ever said arousing unless I'm reading the word arousing. I would never have said it in my day-to-day speech.
No, you never said to the wife, "You're totally arousing me right now."
Can you imagine being something? You're arousing me. Oh, yuck, get out of here.
It feels like a word you'd only say in therapy, like you're admitting something, and I found that rather arousing. Like, otherwise you're not saying it.
So is this a thing they do every year in New Zealand, or was it just like a one-off?
It's for the 90th anniversary of the Gallipoli invasion.
Right.
Or landings, or I don't know what you call it.
Okay, right. So they flew 8 of you over from your, just 8 from your school, or was like a citywide?
Yeah, on the New Zealand Air Force One. It's this really shitty small plane, and it had to stop about 45 times. It's got like 12 seats on it.
I was going to say, because usually teenagers fly over to meet with Prince Andrew.
Fuck.
All right, see you guys. Have a good night.
Now, I know. We just happened to recently go to a soccer game together.
Yes.
It was Wellington playing Melbourne. And you first ran over to the AFL. So I know you like sport.
I love sport. So, it helps me escape the horror of life.
The rugby in... You're a big fan of rugby.
It's compulsory in New Zealand. Yeah. You have to be a fan.
So I'm thinking 2 might be
so
the one.
So options again. Said
go
arousing.
The All Blacks. Said arousing. Said go the All Blacks. Uh-huh. Or like saluted and poked himself in the eye.
I think it's 3.
3?
I'm going to go... Can we disagree? Or
you can
we?
Disagree. You can vote individually, yes.
Okay. I'm all for feminism, but I'm going to say 2 or go the All Blacks.
Go the All Blacks!
All right, I'm going to go poked in the eye. 3.
And what do you think, Lara?
You think? I'm a 3. I've been
see?
3.
Okay. The correct answer was A. He said it was very arousing.
Hey, well, that was the funniest one.
Yeah. You little weirdo.
That is the most regrettable...
Can I clarify my statements? Kate, you wake up very early in the morning, all right? Because it's a dawn ceremony. So the ceremony's at 6 a.m. You've got to travel from the local town to... Everyone's been to the Anzac, the Gallipoli ceremony. It's like a pilgrimage for Australians and New Zealanders. You got to get about 3 a.m. I was jet-lagged and shit. I was panicking. And I wanted to say something that suited the ceremony, but didn't also... And I nailed it. You were going to admit... I want to say something that suited the ceremony, but also didn't glorify war or anything like that, because it was all about the horrors of war. I was feeling a lot of emotions. So the word I wanted to choose to use the ceremony was rousing, all right? But I did a long pause before, and I said, rousing. Still the peak of my comedy career.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are... Lara, you're still on 1 point. Alex is on 2 points. Guy, you're now on 4 points.
Yes!
You're on 6 points still. It's Mike Goldstein.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well done.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah, okay? You can ask them as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, to Guy. When Mike was in high school, he was in a band. They booked a gig and decided to have a backdrop with the name on it. His bandmate used an old bed sheet, but it was only at the gig when the venue used a black light. Did the band realise that using a teenage boy's bedsheet wasn't the best idea? Yeah or nah?
No!
You can ask him any questions you want.
This, I would say this story is seeming quite arousing for starters.
Yep, okay.
So, what sort of music?
We were ska punk.
Ska, I believe that from you being an American in the era you came from.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
What was the name of the band?
Smooth Operator. Yeah, obviously none of this is made up because that's fucking horrible, right?
What was the name of the guy whose whose sheet it was?
Adam Bartimus. Does he sound like a big masturbator?
Josh, can you time check so I can delete the guy's last name? Thank you. You can all ask. It's actually for Guy, but you can all ask if you're intrigued.
We're being very helpful. Yeah. He's our enemy.
Oh, we're helping you. Mm. I don't want to help him.
Oh, fuck, man. Okay, what did you do in the band?
Played the drums.
Okay, that seems plausible.
Okay.
Your moustache is disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad this is a podcast. Also, Kansas basketball sucks shit.
Oh, fuck. All right, here we go.
Too far.
Who do you go for in the NCAA? I could do this off stage.
NCAA? I don't really have a team. Probably Kansas, to be honest.
Yeah, they're the
good
best.
Team. All right. Yeah. Back on track. The bed sheet.
Yeah. I mean, there's just... what sort of sick mind would make this up? I'm going to go for a strong...
First time on the show. Go, Williams.
Like, if this is a no, then... Is this a yeah? I don't know. I'm going to say this is definitely true.
You are incorrect. This is not a true story.
Yes.
What the fuck?
As you were telling it, though, I was like, hold on. Did this actually fucking happen? Really? Like, yeah. You got so many, like, other details were true, right?
Were now I think about it, there's not that many black lights at clubs. Is there?
Yeah, there are.
I thought it's pretty common.
Yeah, pretty common.
I've not been clubbing lately.
Did you have a backdrop for Smooth Operator?
Yeah, I think it was a giant upside down American flag because we were fucking punk
rock, fuck
everybody.
Yeah. Hell yeah! Stick it to the man. I like you again.
Now he gets it.
Okay, to Mike. When Alex was 10, her
I was going to scream "All black suck" back at you, but that sounds horrible. Yeah. Right?
All right, to Mike. When Alex was 10, her parents were getting a divorce, but her dad couldn't afford to move out, so he moved into Alex's room and Alex shared a bedroom with a mum. For some reason, Alex took this to mean that she was now her mum's new husband. She shook down all the photos of her dad in the house and put up pictures of herself and would block her dad anytime he tried to enter the room. Yeah or nah?
Okay, so is this why you're a lesbian now? I'm so sorry. 10 years old, parents split, dad moves into your room, you move into mom's room. Yeah, that's the deal? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I know you have an older brother, why wouldn't dad just go into his room at all? Right?
Why? What did you want
just sit on that.
What did you want to happen to my brother? What's going on here?
I'm just, why did he kick you out of your room and not the older brother out of his room, right? Like, what was the choice there?
I have to talk to my parents about that.
Right.
I don't know. Because she's little, the little one has to do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have a little brother. I'm the middle child.
Okay.
This is confusing just, again.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Which is why I do comedy.
How long did you share a bed with mom?
3 months.
Okay, and are we talking, like, spooning? Or I don't know what the fuck to ask. It's a weird scenario, right? Like, are we head to toe?
Yeah, and mum loves being little spoon.
Fuck. All right, and so 3 months sharing, and then dad moved out?
Yeah, dad, oh. Nah, they got back together and he moved back into the room.
All right. He got jealous. He got jealous of you, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd stand at the door and be like, fuck off, man. You had your chance. Get out of here. She doesn't want you anymore.
I thought Guy's alcoholic family was sad. Now there's this.
I thought this was kind of sweet. They got back together and stuff.
I know if they did. Yeah. And they're together to this day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Right. I'm going to say, unless you have any questions at all, no, you're staying out of this one. I'll say nah.
Mike, you are incorrect. This is a true story.
Oh. And they are really? Not together anymore.
Oh, Alice, you got my heart, but I thought, oh, my parents can get back together. That's the dream. No.
And yeah, I did move in and I did not let Dad in the room and I replaced the photos. That's all true.
Right.
And I was super weird about it. Mum would come home and I'd be on the bed like, hey, honey, how was your day? And she dumped me. Like, she kicked me out. I remember being so like, fuck, like it hits hard when it's your mum. I had it, like, mum went through two divorces at once, me and my dad. So insane.
So, Alex, you got a point. Now, Alex.
Yeah.
Lara's first job was a nanny for a boy with six toes on one foot. Lara got fired, though, because she bought him a pair of open-toed sandals and the parents thought it was inappropriate. But Lara just wanted to embrace his uniqueness. Yeah or nah?
Okay, which foot?
I don't remember really. It was so tiny, that little foot. Probably his left foot.
Left foot. How old were you when you were the nanny?
15.
15? Do you know how old, do you remember how old the kid was at least?
Yeah, like 3. And he was really small and no one told me about the toes. So I found it out by myself.
So you went and bought sandals. You didn't know about the toes.
Yeah, you were just playing this little piggy and went, oh, the song should be finished by now. What's going on?
It's a long game, I said, yeah.
Was that the extra toe? Was it an extra pinky toe, or were we talking?
It was an extra pinky. Okay. I mean, extra pinky with the pinky, and there might have been, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was it a whole toe, or was it just sort of like a bit of a toe? Because sometimes people will be like, I've got two thumbs, and you look, and you're like, you have a thumb and a lump. You don't have two thumbs.
It had a nail. It had a
That is really don't what makes that is really what makes a toe, the nail.
The nail, yeah.
Mostly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Really? 15, babysitting, 6-year-old. So did he cry or something? Or why did the parents, like, was he cool with it, but the parents were like, you can't open toe my kid?
He could not talk. He wasn't talking. He was three. Small. Yeah, he was three. I thought it was like a nice thing, like embrace the thing that he had on his leg. I mean, like, it was, like, obviously, I felt like his parents always put shoes on him, and I was, like, I think that's mean to cover it up, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was, like, I'm just going to go ahead and just buy him some sandals, and I bought him some sandals.
And you were probably wasted at the time. Like, you're drinking.
I've been wasting since I was 7.
Yeah.
So I was wasted, wasted.
Yeah. You've just been topping up since you were 7, yeah. He may have not even had the toe. You could have just...
just thought of it.
Yeah, bitch thought that. Like, it's such a great, like, I sort of believe half of this. I believe he did have a toe, but I feel like they wouldn't have fired you for that. That would just be so horrible. That would just be like an insane thing to do to a 15-year-old.
Yeah, but also they were like, stop getting involved in his life. Like, you don't know anything about the way that we handle his extra toe.
Yeah. Okay.
I think a key question is what sort of sandals, you know? Because like Birkenstocks, respect. But if you got some Tevas, then get the fuck out of here.
I got ones that you could see his extra toe in.
They weren't clogs.
They were like the Velcro ones.
It would be great if you actually got him a regular shoe and just a hole for the extra toe.
Be yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Alex, you are correct. This is not a true story, but you were so right there, Alex. So the first half is true.
Yeah, the first half is true.
Yeah.
But I did not touch that toe.
But he had a little extra toe.
Yeah, he did have an extra toe, and I found
cute.
It out. Yeah.
And that was your first job?
What?
That was your first job?
Yeah. I worked for a while for that family.
Did everyone remember their first jobs? What was your first job, Guy?
I worked at McDonald's, and I am 6'6". And McDonald's does not make uniforms for people who are 6'6". I was the only dude making McChickens wearing a crop top and 3-quarter pants. Fuck.
Yeah, 5'7" looks pretty good now, guys. What was your first job, Alex?
Just dog sitting. just like going to people's house while they went away, and I just got to, I just had to stay in the house. That was the rule. Just stay in the house for 48 hours and like, we'll send you pizza. And that's what I got paid to do. So it was easy. Yeah.
Mm. Mike?
Hand job. All right. thank you. Who cares?
All right. To Lara. In 2011, at the Rugby World Cup, Guy caused a scandal in New Zealand when he climbed a fence onto the pitch of a Namibia training session. This was a huge deal and almost lost TV3 the broadcast rights. And in New Zealand, they call this Gate. This is about Guy.
What was the Namibia part?
Namibia. So he climbed a fence to go onto their training session. They were playing.
Right.
And this big man here tried to climb on.
That seems like a weird thing for a politically correct man to do. wouldn't it be? He climbed over and you did what?
I just climbed on a fence.
Because?
It's not a real story, all right?
All right.
It didn't sound real. I was going to go ahead and say no. But we were going to play the game for a little bit.
You can ask me some more questions if you want to... If you want to continue the charade.
All right, I'll ask you a question. So how far down your stomach did the little McDonald's shirt go?
No, she's miming like it's a cute crop top or something.
Oh, it's
no.
a podcast.
No, it was a terrible McDonald's shirt, and all you could see was just like a little bit of my pubes. It was so gross. It was so gross.
So you couldn't see your McNuggets, that's good.
Fucking hell, yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think this story is?
Good luck.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to, you know what? I only, because I have one point, I'm going to say it's false.
Lara.
It's true. It's true. Final answer.
You going to say true?
I think he's fucking with me. I just realized it halfway through. He might be fucking with me. Look at him. he could be fucking. What does everybody else think? I'm sweating.
Don't put this on me.
You can ask the audience.
He doesn't seem to fuck with people.
Yeah.
Okay, by hand. Who thinks it's false? Like, who thinks who thinks he's lying? Wait, that's confusing. He said that this didn't happen. He didn't climb the fence. Who thinks that that's true? It didn't happen.
So most people think it happened.
People think it happened. People think he's fucking with me.
No.
Okay, who thinks that he's fucking with me? Let's just
fucking
see it.
With you.
Oh, you do.
Or no. It didn't happen.
Can I say I don't even know what's going on or what we're voting on anymore?
Ironically, I'm on the fence.
I feel like no one cares as much as me. And people are just
voting.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you think? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say that he was
aroused.
You're changing the phrasing. We're asking, is the question true or false?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm excited for the result, but I don't even know. You're going to say it, I'm not going to know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you think it's a true story, say yeah. I think it's a false story, say nah.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and say... yeah! I'm going to go and say yeah. Yeah.
Well,
no.
I've got to accept your first answer. And you're correct, it is true, yes!
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Ooh. It's just a lot for me personally. So much.
Well done.
I am so sorry. I was gaslighting you so hard.
So hard. Really, I'm going to have to deal with that later.
But this was a big story in New Zealand.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing because like we took the World Cup so seriously, and because I climbed on a gate. And does anyone remember like 2000s? We called every scandal a gate. We had T-shirt gate and lollipop gate, and I was literally climbing on a gate at the time. So they label it gate gate.
But why were they upset with you for just climbing a gate?
Oh, just because the security was so, you know, it was post 9/11, it was a different world. In New Zealand, we were so strict, and there was a bunch of wacky radio stations and stuff trying to do wacky events because they had really, you know, they had restrictions like you weren't allowed umbrellas, that you weren't allowed roller skates at the venue. So a radio station would roller skate into the venue with an umbrella to see if they could get in. And they just, my one was the last straw, right? And I was doing it with the security, because New Zealand, we don't give a fuck. The security guard, I was like, can we, just for the sake of the cameras, can we just film like I'm trying to get in? Because it's funny to try and break into the training session of a rugby team that no one cares about whatsoever. And as the security guard was helping me get over the fence, another security guard comes around the corner and goes, stop right there! And the IRB, the World Rugby Organization, was so strict they threatened to take the broadcast rights, and I had to go to the CEO of the television station and basically start crying to save my job. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm still here.
Yeah! All right, at the end of that round, the score's up. Laura, you're on 2 points. Well done. Alex, you're on 4 points. Guy's on 4 points. In the lead on 7 points is Mike Goldstein.
Fuck Mike Goldstein.
All right, this is our final round. Normally 10 questions. This one, not 10. it's called Who. In this round, I read out a bunch of questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers again. If you can't buzz in for your own ones. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, you lose a point. Only round you can lose points. So it's fine.
I can't afford it.
Oh, wait, are you worried because you're going to negatives?
I'm worried what?
You're going to go into the negative numbers.
Yeah, I might go negative.
Hell yeah. Guy sucks.
fuck you, that was racism.
Question one. Who as a child would say hello to every person on the flight, so when they all left, all the other passengers, they would say goodbye to them?
Guy.
Yes, Guy.
Mike.
No, it was Lara. Point off, Guy. So how old were you when you were doing this?
Like 4.
Oh, cute.
Thanks.
So, and did everyone say...
Everyone said bye. My older sister's so upset about it because no one said bye to her, but no one knew it. She didn't put in the work.
Question two. Who had a confrontation with their physio because this person is pretty sure they filmed them, the physio filmed them, then went and laughed about them with the people in reception?
Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Mike?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Alex.
And? Yeah. I have weak glutes, and he was making me do squats and filming me on the iPad, and then he left the room, and I heard raucous laughter.
What does it mean, weak glutes?
I got a shitty ass, basically. Yeah.
And so then you can't do a squat.
No. And so, like, it was hilarious to him, I think, because he comes back and he's all, like, red-faced and stuff. And I go, were you just showing people that video? And he was like, no.
In his defense, it sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
Next question. Who here got a Facebook message that read, add me on Facebook, you goofy cunt. I used to bully you in high school.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, Mike.
That's got to be Guy.
That is Guy, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I sent him the message.
That is fucking funny.
You got bullied in high school.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, I deserved it.
I went deep on your Instagram, that's all.
Yeah, that's fucking impressive. I deserved it. I was quite, like, you've met me now. I'm quite annoying. Like, I was like, fair enough, I'm tall and very... Don't worry, I bullied other people as well. It was a circle of toxicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're meant to wear a uniform, not your Macca's uniform. This girl, they'll probably look... Cutie pie.
Yeah.
All right, question four. Who here ate a chili burger out of spite because of a cocky waiter, but it was so hot they started hallucinating?
Lara.
Yes, Lara.
Alex.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes!
He was like, I was like, I just discovered chili jam. I was in San Francisco and I was like, I want the chili jam. And he was like, do you think you really want that? I was like, yeah, I've been fine with it every other time. He's like, okay. And I get it. It was like chocolate habanero, which is just under a ghost pepper. And I don't know how anyone could have eaten that burger, but out of spite, because he kept watching me, I ate like, yeah, four bites. And then I immediately had to go sit in the bathroom, but like lie on the floor, like not in it, like not on the toilet. Like I had to lie on the floor, and then I couldn't leave the apartment for 48 hours because I was sweating and shit. And then my brothers, I was there with them. They came back that night and said that they went to the best Thai restaurant they've ever been to in the world. And I was like, fuck off. It was not the best Thai restaurant in the world. And I'm still furious because I'm like, what if it was? And I couldn't go.
Is everyone aware of the YouTube show Hot Ones?
Yep.
You know, Hot Ones. It's a really good show. I just want them to do a show where they just follow the person who's just finished it and just see how they shit for 24 hours. That's the better show.
Yeah.
It was quite a show at the apartment.
All right, next question. Who went to a fortune teller once to ask them if they would ever be a singer because that was their dream, and the fortune teller said yes, but in a choir?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
Yes, you are correct. It was Lara, yes.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think I've got you all figured out, right?
Yeah, they said that.
How old were you when you went to the...
12, and my mom was like, too bad. My mom was like, ah, sucks to know the truth. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, whatever. It was for my birthday, my 12th birthday. Obviously, I have a mom who believes in this stuff, if you didn't tell from the story. And she said, you could either go to the fortune teller or get a metal detector, which I really wanted.
At the time, what are those options?
I know. And I picked fortune teller, and it was the worst birthday of my life. She, like, ruined my dreams. And so now I do stand-up comedy.
Did you ever get a metal detector?
Did I ever what?
Get a metal detector?
I didn't, no. I didn't get one. And I would have loved one.
It's always awesome to get bullied at school, eh?
I mean, yeah, you don't take it to school. You do that in private. That's the thing you do in private.
All right, next question. Who here has a fear of snails? Who's afraid of snails?
Ooh, Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Guy.
No, it was Mike Goldstein. Oh. What up, Alex?
You don't like the slugs?
No. Traumatic incident, childhood. Brother pinned me down and then pinched my nose till my mouth was open and he dropped a snail in.
Yeah, right.
And I want to fuck you up.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they just reminded you of the black light on the sheet. Their little trails.
Yeah.
Well, are you youngest child?
Youngest of four, yep.
Are they all brothers?
No, two brothers, one sister.
Oh, man. I'm sorry that happened to you. Did you eat it?
Oh, fuck yeah. Escargot, right?
You swallowed it?
No.
No, you spit it out.
I spit it out, yeah.
Because my brother used to do the same, not the snails, but would pin me down, like put his knees on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And then hold my hand and then with his mouth just spit. So it went down.
Oh,
but
that's classic.
But then suck it back up and it always fell in my mouth. Yeah. It always fell in my face, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. I did that.
Yeah, you're the oldest, aren't you?
But because you have a little sister. What are they for? What are they there for?
Yeah.
Guy calls that a fetish.
Yeah. At some of the weirder parts of my life, I did that to my mom.
Who here's siblings are also comedians?
Lara.
Yes, Lara.
Guy.
Yes, it is Guy. Both his siblings are comedians.
Yeah. Both of them.
We're a fucked family. Completely fucked. My brother's doing a show at the Comedy Festival. Check him out. My sister, she's just funny to laugh at.
So who's your brother?
My brother's Paul Williams. He's doing a show at the Western. Check him out. My sister is Maria Williams.
Paul's been on the show before.
They're not good comedians.
No, I'm sorry. He's been on the show. I didn't know that you were siblings.
Yeah, he's my brother. Yeah.
They look the same. The guy's face is the same. It's the same face, but the head.
Don't tell him that. He thinks he's the hot one.
Because Alex's brother's also a comedian.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. More like a writer now, but he definitely did stand up before me. Thomas Ward, some may know him from Please Like Me. Oh, yeah. I get a lot of that.
So he wrote Please Like Me with Josh.
Yeah.
There was a storyline that...
Didn't get a part in it, interestingly. I think he'd throw you a bone, but anyway.
I want to know if Josh wrote this or Tom wrote this, that Tom's character had a massive penis. That was a through line of the show. Do you reckon that was your brother or do you reckon that was Josh?
I don't know anything like that. As I said, it only went that way with my mom. I don't know about my brother.
Alex is, for people who can't see on the podcast, like, she's been so cool the whole podcast and she's gone so nervous now. She's sweating and shit. I feel so bad for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. If you ask me about my little brother, his dick's huge.
Yeah. It's the name of this podcast, Don't You Know How Big Your Brother's Dick Is?
Hey, who here told me they can hold their breath for a really long time?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
You are correct again, yes.
It's because mine are lame, so every time there's a lame one, no. Everybody knows it's mine. Don't be dicks about it. Just because I was only on Twitter when I was young. That's why.
This has nothing to do with Twitter. You told
Shut
me this.
Up.
No, because you free dive. That's cool.
Yeah.
Free diving.
What?
Yeah, I free dive.
And you live in Amsterdam.
Yeah, fuck off.
The free diving capital of the world.
I think that's cool. I don't think that's lame.
But no, a free dive in Amsterdam is like a canal that's like 2 meters deep.
Well, I don't free dive in Amsterdam. I don't do it there. I did it before I moved there. Okay?
That's crazy to me. Cause sometimes I just forget to breathe.
How long can you hold your breath underwater?
Like 2 minutes.
What the fuck? You're fucked.
I can do that.
No, you're fucked if you're underwater for 2 minutes. She's fine. She's going to survive. You're fucked.
Strong point.
And
that's genuinely so amazing. Do you do shit under there? Like, can you...
I do some shit. Yeah. I'm doing some shit under there. No, I used to free dive. I did it for like 5 years.
What is it? You've got to make your body incredibly calm, right? Is that the secret?
Incredibly calm.
Because I go down there and I just panic and start thrashing around.
Yeah. No, you like go to the bottom and then you try to like you try to keep all the bubbles that you can. The bubbles, that's what the medical term is. And you go down there and you just hold as long as you can. And then you have to come up really slowly because if you don't, then your eye vessels, like your blood vessels in your eyes pop.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hot.
How do you stay calm doing that and thinking about that?
No, because you just do it enough times. You practice in the pool and then you go and you do it there.
Right.
Thank
she
you.
Just goes yeah. down there, thinks about her next tweet.
All right, our final question for the game. Who here as a child...
Wait, do we know what the results are or something like that?
Yeah, at the end.
We're going to find out.
No, but like, no, build a bit of fucking anticipation.
You've lost again, guy. Fucking prepare yourself.
For some reason, Gillian Cosgrove's won. I don't know how that's... She wasn't even playing.
No, but like... Like in sport and entertainment, you want to have like, you know, like you almost lose and then you have a result at the end that's amazing. Instead you've just gone Mike's winning, and then you're like, the winner is Mike. There's no fun in that. This podcast sucks shit. I didn't even want to win it anyway.
All right, how about we do, whoever gets this one right, it's worth 7 points.
Yeah!
Wait.
Wait. Here we go, now we got a shot, let's do it.
Okay. How about we all see who can hold their breath the longest?
Okay.
This is huge. Everything is on all the cards on the table.
7 points here, guys.
I've never wanted anything. Okay, what is the game?
Also, loser has to drink heaps of beer.
Fuck!
For those who are Tuesday, we could make him do 10 push-ups or 10 sit-ups. Yeah. All right, here we go. Last question. Who, as a child, was addicted to their pedestal fan?
Guy!
Wait, I didn't hear it. Stop!
Who, as a child, was addicted to their pedestal fan?
Guy!
Pedestal? What is that?
A fan on it goes around. It's on a stand.
Like a fan?
I'll let you read
She's
it.
She's out! She's out!
I'll let you read
Go
it.
Go underwater, you weird mermaid lady!
I'll let you read it. I'll let you read it. So who is it?
Lala!
Yes?
What the fuck?
Yes!
I'm gonna go ahead and say it was Alex.
You are correct, it was Alex!
Watch out for that.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Suck it. Suck shit.
As long as Guy doesn't win, I feel like
so this
we
will be,
all won.
Yeah. Yeah, in some way, yeah.
So here's the suspense, guys. Okay. In no particular order. Guy Williams on 3 points. Go for Guy, everyone. Alex Ward on 4 points.
Thank you.
Mike Goldson on 10 points. Bet our winner on 11 points. Lara Ricotta.
What a narrative. Yeah. What a story. Believe in dreams. Anything is possible.
Guy. Thank you so much.
This is great. Because you win, you get to plug your show first. That's what you win. Oh,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.